Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. The whole gang's here. Jen will be here in just a few minutes. And still to come today, your chance to win tickets to see New Kids on the Block along with Salt and Peppa, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, Naughty by Nature, the mixtape tour. It's coming to town in May. We have a 4-pack of tickets to give away in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. Sadly, came in this morning, no Christmas cards for the morning show. We're asking for your holiday cards, and we are hanging them in the studio and on the big window that we've got to show everyone how popular we are. And so far, we're 6 cards popular.
Seven
popular cards. But we'd love to get them. 1220 Olive is our address, and 63103. But mail them to the Courtney and Company show.
I got a Christmas card at home. I've had a handful, but this was the first one that I got yesterday that was addressed to Radio's Tim Convey.
Now your friends are starting in on it?
No, it was actually the Jen Myers family.
Well, that makes sense.
Very cute card. I was very excited about it.
And if you are on your way to work and you don't remember, you can go to Y98.com to get our address.
Foodstuffs
with me, Radio's Tim Convey. It is sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke like I'm going to today. They got a Christmas brunch coming up I'll tell you about later. We're also on Instagram Live at Courtney and Co. Y98. Follow us immediately. Why wouldn't you? All right. New cereal alert. Cinnamon Toast Crunch Churros.
Oh. Ooh.
Right?
How good do those sound?
Real good. They're coming out. Post used to do something similar. They had mini cinnamon churros, but they're not around anymore. Those were basically just churro-flavored Cheerios.
No, this totally is different. This is more churro-like.
Yeah. Churro-y. Churro-ish.
They should have Cheerios.
How'd they miss that?
I didn't realize how many people have an aversion to cinnamon. You know, I thought Nick,
I agree,
was the only one. And I saw a Facebook post the other day with somebody talking about it. Like, they hate it like people hate cilantro that hate cilantro. Mm. It's so delicious.
I'm not a huge cinnamon guy, but I don't dislike it. And something like that I'm all about.
There are people that have a deep hatred. If there's a touch of cinnamon in something, Nick can taste it. Hates it that much.
Really?
But I love the cinnamon.
I do too.
Other new cereals coming out. Chocolate Toast Crunch is coming back out for the first time since 2016.
I don't even remember in 2016.
Yeah, it was all the rage. And then General Mills also announced Fruity Lucky Charms.
Okay.
The little bits, and as opposed to just tasting like cereal, they're fruit flavored.
I like that we're just going totally opposite of the health craze, cereals that we were a few years ago. We're like, sugar it up.
Yep.
Exactly.
Cereal keeps it real.
Radio stations will talk about us.
How about this? This is crazy. So this guy in New York City, the odds of this happening, they're saying 1 in maybe 100,000. This guy is having oysters at Grand Central's Oyster Bar. So it's in Grand Central in New York City. Having some oysters with a high school buddy. They're hanging out. And all of a sudden, he feels something. It feels like a tooth. He thought maybe a filling had been knocked out.
Oh, yeah.
And he realizes it's not a tooth. It's a pearl.
Whoa!
A pearl. Whoa.
In his oyster.
Oh, my gosh. How much is it worth?
He's not had it officially appraised yet, but they say between $2,000 and $4,000.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That's awesome. So cool.
And obviously, no argument there. He just keeps it, right? There's not even a question.
Yeah. I mean, he bought that, and that's his.
Yeah, so he's pretty pumped, and he says he's probably going to eat there more regularly now.
Now he thinks it's going to happen all the time?
Yeah, try to find another treasure.
Anybody ever have anything in their food? Not a pearl, but anything.
I remember getting in my mashed potatoes a bolt
A bowl. I had a staple in my salad.
One time.
Yeah, like a fine steak place, too.
Really?
It was in Florida.
I had like a piece of some sort, like a, what do you call it? Brillo pad? It almost was like a little chain thing in some Chinese
food. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The silver.
Yep.
Yeah.
In Chicago.
Ew. That was on your plate or something, or in the...
I had it in my mouth. It ended up in my mouth. They were not very apologetic.
No, they took my plate away like... Oh, really? Yeah.
Did they at least pay for your meal?
No, I don't think I got anything out of
mine. They didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, at all. Anyway.
Food stuff.
But yes, good for that guy. $4,000.
That's cool.
That's a pretty big deal. Good thing you didn't swallow it. Okay, and then up next, here it is. Big old internet debate going on right now. Yesterday's our taco. Well, no, this is better. What do you call the ends of a loaf of bread?
Heel.
Yeah, the heel.
Some people say they call it the butt. And then some people say they call it the outsiders. Those pieces are the outsiders.
I guess it's a regional thing.
Yeah, probably.
Do you guys know anyone who calls it a butt?
No. I don't know anybody that calls it outsiders either. Right.
Yeah, I don't like
it. The heel.
Yeah.
Do you like the heel?
Sometimes.
I dislike the heel.
In a pinch.
The heel is a great substitute for a hot dog bun.
That's a good call.
Yeah, that's probably true.
You know, if you don't have the hot dog bun, go to the heel.
And if I'm toasting it, I don't mind the top of my sandwich being a heel. If it's toasted for some reason, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, not a big heel fan.
No?
No, I don't think I've eaten a heel in 25 years.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
We never finish a loaf of bread at our house, though.
Oh, that's not a problem at our place.
I don't know. I just don't think we eat that many sandwiches.
Oh, you got to have more sandwiches. They're delicious.
I'll get on it. That's my New Year's resolution. More sandwiches.
Good. It's a solid New Year's resolution.
I know I can stick with it, too, probably.
Foodstuffs.
That's a great one. And another great episode of Foodstuffs.
Foodstuffs!
Jen will be in just a few minutes with Schmig. We'll have audio on Kennedy Holmes' performance last night on The Voice and more.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.